This is the WGXC News Update. I'm Neva Wartell. Sahil Kapoor at Bloomberg Politics reports that Representative John Faso, Republican of Kinderhook, is negotiating with House Republican leaders to keep the state and local tax deduction in the GOP tax cut proposal. Quote, "We're narrowing options and they're paying attention to us," end quote, Faso said after leaving the meeting in House Speaker Paul Ryan's office. Quote, "A lot of work has to be done," end quote. The initial Republican proposal calls for eliminating the tax breaks, which would raise taxes for all New Yorkers. Faso said the Republicans may instead limit the tax break to people who earn under a certain amount, perhaps to adjusted gross incomes of $400,000. Read the full story at Bloomberg Politics. Anne Friedman reports for Columbia Green Media that Rick Rector is the only person on the ballot for mayor of Hudson November 7th, and his campaign theme will be One Hudson. Rector, a 10-year resident of the city, is holding sparsely attended public forums before the election. Youth, businesses, waterfront development, affordable housing, and modernization are the issues Rector is running on, he says. Quote, "We walk into City Hall to pay our water or tax bill, and the fact that we can't do that online amazes me," end quote, he said. Quote, "These are questions I'd like to address and plan on having conversations with the community," end quote. Rector holds additional meetings at 6 p.m. on October 24th at Crosswinds at Hudson, 15 Rogers Lane, and October 30th at the Chamber of Commerce at 1 North Front Street. Read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. Georgia Roman reports for Spectrum that the Rensselaer County Legislature is proposing a new law to regulate the amount of 1,4-dioxane that can be discharged. In the town of Nassau, the Dewey Lofa landfill was a dump site in the 1950s and 1960s and was declared a Superfund site in the 1980s. Quote, "We're not going to sit and wait any longer for the state and federal government to take action on these carcinogens. We need to get them out and protect people's health," end quote, said Rensselaer County Executive Kathy Jamino. Nassau Supervisor David Fleming explains the situation. Quote, "This treatment plant that was constructed under EPA authorization is pulling that groundwater back towards the landfill and then treating that groundwater to get the contaminants out and then discharge it into the Valencia Kill, which is a trout stream and a Hudson River watershed area," end quote, said Fleming. Quote, "The levels that are being released from this water treatment facility are significantly higher than we're comfortable with," end quote, said Jamino. The proposed law would fine companies responsible for cleanup if water samples exceeded 0.35 parts per billion. The Rensselaer County Legislature will vote on the proposal in November. Read the full story at the Spectrum website. And the Foundation for Individual Rights in Education reports free speech is a thing of the past on the campus of Rensselaer Polytechnic Institute. Administrators have again banned student demonstrations over a dispute over control of the student union. This week, the foundation reports, the administration put up a fence across wide swaths of the campus, blocking students, quote, from even approaching the building where President Shirley Ann Jackson is hosting a black tie event for alumni and donors on October 13th, end quote. Said FIRE Senior Program Officer Adam Steinbach, quote, "Rensselaer promises its students the freedom to express their views, but that promise apparently comes with a big asterisk. It doesn't apply on some weekends when it's inconvenient or when the university might be criticized in front of donors," end quote. At Inside Higher Education, an RPI spokesperson said via email that, quote, "those with expertise in event management and security determined that a demonstration would pose significant disruption of already planned events and raises concerns for the safety of attendees. Therefore, after careful review, that specific request was denied," end quote. I'm Neva Wartell, and this has been the WGXC News Update.